Parshas Chayisara deals in the main with the quest to find a suitable wife for Yitzchak. Avraham Avinu sends his trusted servant, as we pointed out so many times, never mentions Eliezer by name in this Sedra, it's the first time it's Eved, but we assume that it's Eliezer. And Eliezer has to go, and he goes to the family of Avram. And as we know, and if that's the first source of Rashi's Parak Chof Dalad, Pasuk Yud Dalad, Eliezer sets up a little test, and he says, the girl that comes out, and I'll say to her, you know, take down your jar, the pitcher, I'd like for him to drink, give me something to drink, and she'll say, let me give you something to drink, and also I'll give your animals, your camels to drink. That'll be the girl, that'll be the sign that this is the girl that you've chosen.
So for that's your wife.
What, about Nichosh, maybe? Yeah, that was on the thing, yeah. Okay, but that's what I want to focus on. Now I want to focus on something else. The Gemara makes an interesting comment in Masechet Tainis, Dav Da'adam and Aleph. Amar B'shumah B'nachoni, Amar B'yonasan, there are three people in Tanakh who made requests that were improper or formulated in improper fashion. L'shnayim hashivu kohogim. Two of them, the answer was okay. The response worked out. It worked out. V'echad hashivu shalom kohogim. One did not work out. V'elohein Eliezer ben Avram, v'shol ben Kishri Yiftach Hagiladi. These are three people that set up signs, asked for things, and the two of them in improper fashion. And we're only interested in the first one. Everyone knows the story of Yiftach, right? Yiftach didn't work out well at all. He said, the first living being that comes out of my house, I'll offer the sacrifice. And lo and behold, his daughter went out. But that's not what we're talking about. Now, we're talking about the first one that I put in the source. Eliezer ben Avram, he was the first one who was Shol Shalok HaHogan. He asked something improperly to see him. Whatever girl does this, see, the Gemara says, Yachol Afilu Chigeres, Afilu Suma. What if she has certain... because there's certain physical blemishes that make her unattractive, or for the average person, something that, you know, that they wouldn't want to be a part of or have a part of. I mean, you know, how can he make such a thing? I mean, it's important that the person is a balas chesed. But that's all we're interested in. That's all the husband wants. His wife should be a wife. Would want that the husband should be a balas chesed. I mean, it's nice that she's polite and she's concerned for the plight of a tired and weary traveler and his animals. That's all good. But there are other things to a marriage also. How could Eliezer have said such a setup? You know, people are concerned about other things. Maybe she's blind. Maybe she has other problems. But Gemara says, nonetheless, Hashivo Kohogan, he's not a Rivka. Worked out a Rivka because she was physically attractive as well. So that, you see right away from that Gemara, I think, just off the passes, is that obviously the physical appearance is also important in finding the spouse. After you're physically attracted to each other, not that that's the only thing, but the Gemara says the fact that she was polite and offered, and a balas chesed, and she offered, would offer drinks would not have been enough. Tosa says, you could have asked other questions. Tema, amayla nakar hocha gabeliezer, verbon kode kama gabeshol, besamo, the next Gemara, yochafilu mamzeres, so shukha. What if she had others? Forget about the physical, but what if she was a mamzeres, so she was a slave? I mean, you know, it was quite a risky thing just to say this is all we're interested in, that she's a balas chesed. Okay, mamzeres was not relevant there because it was before Matan Torah. Inami de gabi ishlo de agama yofi, we're more concerned about the beauty, that's why the Gemara mentioned that. But then, v'imtoma heshkama de sholes v'shalok ha'ogen, v'alo omar el asher omar eleha. Why is the Gemara worried about altogether that, you know, oh, maybe she would have been unattractive. So he wouldn't have asked her for the water, right? If she had a noticeable problem, he wouldn't have asked her. The whole sign was the girl that I'll ask. He's initiating the conversation, not her. So Tosa says, what's the problem? If she had some noticeable physical blemishes or something else, so he won't approach her. He won't be the one to ask her. Mind his own business. So Mark says, nevertheless, it could be that, you know, she wasn't visible, the blemishes, and so on and so forth. So again, the details of the Gemara is not what I want to examine so much, but rather the issue of, you know, what the Gemara says is acceptable to look for. So we mentioned a balas chesed, yes, it's important, but physical attraction is also important, the Gemara says. Then there's another Gemara, famous Gemara, Pesachim, Daf Mem, Tetzim, and Aleph, and the bottom, Tana Rabbanu, Le'olam, Yimkor, Adam, Kom, Ashiyesh, Yisab, Bas, Tamar Chacham. A person should give up whatever he has in order to be able to marry a girl from the family of the Talmud Chacham. Why? Shemay, so go and move to Chol Shabbanu Tamir Chacham, because if he dies, if something happens, you know, be have to run away or something like that, so at least his children will have the upbringing of the family of the Tamir Chacham. Value Sabbas Amorites, you shouldn't marry someone from the family of Amoratsin, Shemay, so go to Bonav Amorites, you know, that'll be the influence of the children if he's not there. Tamar Abonav Olam, you call him Koma Shiyesh Lo, Viyisabas Amachacham, Viyasi Bito, the Tamir Chacham. Should also marry off his daughter to a Tamir Chacham. There's a famous story with the Avnei Nezer. The Avnei Nezer, Sachacho, was a very, very sharp, even a young man. They wanted to make a shidduch at one time with him, I think with the daughter of the Divrei Chaim, the Sanze. So they brought this young kid, a teenager, you know, so they brought him to the Divrei Chaim, and the Divrei Chaim gave him a faher, you know, and they gave him a faher, and Avnei Nezer was doing very well. And then it ended, the Divrei Chaim went to Davar Minche, whatever it was, and then afterwards he said he wants to give him another faher. So Avnei Nezer answered, okay, but then I have to give you a faher too. And the little kid says, chutzpah, talk like that to the Divrei Chaim. I have to give you a faher. So I don't understand why. So he said, why is it that the father-in-law, the prospective father-in-law, gives the son-in-law a faher? He told me, because the Gemara says that you're supposed to only make sure your daughter marries a Talmud Chacham. But the daughter, the Gemara also says you should make sure that your daughter should marry the daughter of a Talmud Chacham. So the Chara, the Chassan, should also make sure that the father-in-law is a Talmud Chacham. How come nobody gives the Bechina that way? So his answer is, because your father-in-law. I rely on the fact that his father-in-law, he gave him the Bechina. So that's why, but now I see, you gave me a Bechina, you're not relying on it. You didn't rely on one Bechina, you gave me a second Bechina, so now I'm not going to rely on the one Bechina you have. So they say after that, Divrei Chaim said, this kid's too sharp, send him to Kotsk. And he married the daughter of the Kotsk rabbi. That's what the Avnei Nezer married the son-in-law of the Kotsk rabbi. Divrei Chaim didn't want it. Anyway, but that's the Gemara here, it mentions both things. Again, the idea that she should be involved in the family of Tamir Chachanim. And the marshal is the famous Linvah Geffen, Binvah Geffen, Dover Nom Iskabel, that's what the Gemara says it right there. You know, grapevine, two grapevines, produce a better grapevine. Below you, Sebastian, Mark, Moshe, Linvah Geffen, Binvah Sner, Dover Kaur, and so on. Tara Baal Olam, Yimkar Adam, Komashim, Yisabas, and Chacham. What if Lo Motzabas, Tamil Chacham, and how many daughters does Tamil Chacham have? I mean, how many, you know, that. So, no problem, Yisabas, go ahead, door. You look at Rashi says, the next source of Rashi, go ahead, door, Anshe, Maisiv, Tzadikim. You know, people of good deeds, who are righteous people, good people, okay? And lo motzo abas gdolador, so yisabas roshay knesios, people who are heads in the community, you know, community leaders. Lo motzo abas roshay knesios, yisabas gaboy itztoker, Rashi says bas gaboy itztoker. Shein emanim elin kein tovim v'nemanim, you don't appoint the balei itztoker unless, you know, they're loyal, trustworthy people in the community, so that's another, that's the best thing. And lo motza bas kavay tzoki is bas melande tinokos, right? To find something, and there are a number of different options. It doesn't have to always be only tamid chacham. But below yisabas amayaret, the Gemara says, name shesheketz or sheshem sheret, okay, whatever. Don't marry bas tamid chacham, bas amayaret. The Rambam in general says, in Hilchos Deis, Perek Vav, Halacha Beis, that's the next source. The Rambam says in general, mitzvah haseli dabek b'chacham v'tamideyem. It's a general mitzvah, because it says, Uvo Sidbok, the Rambam quotes that pasuk, is supposed to cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Chiyav Shal Adam Lidabek B'Shchina, I don't even cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Eish Ochu, the Gemara says, the Rambam refers to that Gemara, how you cleave to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, HaKacham HaKacham HaFeirish, Mitzuzu, Lidabek B'Chacham HaTamidah, and cleave to the Tamid HaKacham will represent Hashem and so on. Lefichach Tzarech Adam L'Shtadah L'Shisa Basan HaKacham, V'Yasi Bito L'Tamid HaKacham. Right, so therefore all the things we say fall into place, and so on, should associate with them. In Hilchos Yisurei Bia, the next verse the Rambam repeats it, in Parakaf Aleph, Hilchos Yisurei Bia, Halacha Lamed Beis, Lo Yisah Adam Bas Amaretz, She May Sogol of one of Amaretz, Yiyu, She'ein Ima Nirdas Kesar HaTorah, the mother doesn't know, so how can she raise them? Lo Yisah Bito Amaretz, She'kal Anosim Bito Amaretz, Kimi She'kof So Lichne, Vinos Lichne Ari, and so on, Makko Bo, Vino Bosh, Espanem, whatever, it's a bed for the girls, and so on. And we find this as well in the Shulchan Aruch. Evan is a din of Shulchan Aruch. Evan has a simon beis sifov. La'olam yishtadel adam lisabas tamachacham lahasibito tamachacham lo motzabas tamachacham lisabas gerador lo motzabas gerador lisabas. Everything we said in the Gemara before. Okay? So we have to read the whole thing again. Mitzvah adam ramosas yisabas achosas. Okay, family, another issue. Now, the question is just to clarify. The Taz talks about it a little bit there, but I printed on the page the Mishnah Berurah in a totally different context points out that when it said the Taz really points out, we don't have the sheep, but the Taz is a valid points out there that we don't really have a din of Tamid Chachamim today in that sense. On the other hand, as Mishnah Berurah points out, we don't have Amei Aretz either in the sense that the Gemara means it. So what does the Gemara mean and the Shulchan Aruch and the Rambam, what do they all mean by Tamid Chachamim and Amei Aretz? The Mishnah Berurah there is a different context. It's Siman Tov Tes Vav. Siman Tov Tes Vav. The Or HaChaim Shir Katan Beis. The Mishnah Berurah says, talking about a Sudas Erisim, but what he mentions in the parentheses, or right before the parentheses, the Shulas Chavis Yor, cause of the Achshav Ein Lano Am Ha'aretz Shedibru Chachon Kan. Today we don't have that category. In Lo Kishi Yadua Shem Mezalzulin B'mitzvus. People, what does it mean? People who are openly mazalful the mitzvahs. So then you have to be careful with such a family, right? People who seem to reject our traditions and our mitzvahs and mazalful mitzvahs, that's the families that you have to avoid. So we see from all of this that that the there's concern about the family background. So we had Rivka was seemed to be chosen because she's a balas chesed. But the Gemara says you can't only look at the fact that she's a balas chesed. He also has been concerned about physical appearance. Now we see that the family background is also important. The Gemara says in Kiddushin, in the next source, Mem Aleph, Amel Aleph, Amar Yehuda, Adam Arvina Rav, also Adam Shei Kadesh, Yisa Isha, Chirena. Now let him marry a woman until you've seen her and become accustomed to her appearance. Shema Yirabed, Dover, Meguna, Metizgana, Lo. Otherwise, you may find that she's unattractive and then you'll end up hating her or disliking her. Rachmona, Amar, Ve'antarecha, Kamocha. But the Pasuk says, Ve'antarecha, Kamocha. You'll violate Ve'antarecha, Kamocha. And that's what the Rambam Paskin in the Chasidus Paragimel Halacha Yud Tes, Velo Yikadesh Isha Achirena V'Tiyekshere V'Einav Shem Elotim Sochemen V'Ein Samegarsha Al Shechem Mabilsona. Right? It's not a good thing. The physical attraction is important. Now, the Gemara also mentioned another thing regarding family background. This is in Bava Basa Daf Kuf Yud Amar Aleph Amar Rava Hanosa Isha Tzarech Sheyivdav Achia. When a married girl, check out her brothers. Now that Gemara Shenema Vayikach Aronas Al Yisheva. Aaron HaKohen married Elisheva, the daughter of Aminadav, the sister of Nachshon. Says the Gemara, once you tell me it's the daughter of Aminadav, so we all know. Every child knows about Nachshon and Aminadav. He jumped into the Red Sea, right? Everyone knows that. So once you tell me this is Elisheva, Bas Aminadav, so if I say it's Nachshon's sister, why does the Torah have to say it's Nachshon's sister? You have to check the sisters, Tana, Rov, Bun, and Domin, Achaim, many of the children are similar to the brothers of the wife. I don't know if that's true anymore today. People don't, you know, in one day, I think it may be more true at that time when people lived in the same home, basically, the patriarch and all the family lived together. Whatever, maybe.
Says
it's not true. Is that right? Okay.
But nowadays, because we have billboards, so there's an outside influence that you can't keep out of the home.
Okay, good. At least I won't live in the same home. So good as Muhammad. Now, the Gemara in Kiddushin says the following, Ayin Amar Aleph, Omar Rabba, Bar of Arda Amar Rav, Kolanosa Isha Lashum Mamon, the person marries only for money, there's nothing wrong with money, but that shouldn't be the only motivation. So having a bonim shenim are going to end up, the children won't be proper, because that's all you're looking for. So it means your values are mixed up, and the children's values are mixed up. Gemara quotes a pasuk, okay? Excuse me. Now, again, the person that later on in that Gemara, it says, a few lines later, it says, Amr Rabba Barab Adam Amr Amr Bsala Amr Hamnuna Kalanosa Isha Shaina Ogenislo Elio Kofsova Kodeshboho Rotso. Rotso Lion. Anyone who marries a woman in general, it's not suitable for him. It means he marries for other reasons. You know, they have some positive qualities, but not, you don't look at everything. So you do that, Elio beats him up, Kodeshboho smacks him, you know, everyone gets angry then. It's not a good thing to do. Okay? And Val Kulam Elio Kosa Kosbrofa Kosam Oilo Laposa Lazar Lapogus Brachlo Nosa Isha Shaino Geneslo. Woe to the person who passes his children and brings a bad name to the family and ends up marrying somebody that is not proper. It doesn't mean there's anything wrong with her, it doesn't mean anything wrong with him, but they have to be compatible. Okay? And finally, this is all the introduction. This is all the first the background, so to speak, of what I'm gonna get to. And finally, just a couple of statements in the Masechtas Ketanos. I have here, not on the sheet, but the Masechtas Derech Eretz Rabba. It's one of the small Masechtas that's printed at the end of Seder Mezikin after Pirkei Avos. So we have Masechtas Derech Eretz Rabba in Perek Aleph.
Not a term quotation.
I couldn't find that. So you just wrote it down. Surprising to have it. No, they have the Hatzavah, they have the Zuta, but they didn't have the quotation that you mentioned. Okay, this is close enough. All right, so we'll read. Let me just see. We'll read it here. Maybe I'll see a part of it anyway. It says, "Hanosei Isha Haogenislo." You marry a woman. you know, who's the proper woman, then Eliyahu Nosko, because Eliyahu Novi gives you a kiss. Because Baruch Hu Olmo, because Baruch Hu loves you. And also, she ain't no genus, because Baruch Hu Sonar Rotso. And then repeat that other point that we mentioned. I think that in what you have here from the other one is the Dachar Zuta, which I put in Dachar Zuta Parak Yud. And that's probably what you have here. We'll read it from over there. Okay. It says that somebody who marries will potentially violate a lot of different Yisurim. It says, we'll look it over here on the sheet. It'll be source, what is it again? Here, source 15. Yes, it'll say, Mekiva Omer Kalanose Isha She'enam Agenas Ha'ol Mishum Chamish Olavin can violate as many as five Yisurim on a regular basis. Namely, Lo Sikom Mishum Osito, I take revenge, because you always be plotting against this person, and they take revenge against each other. And by the way, it goes both ways, the wife and the husband. Right? It's a bad thing. So you put all of this together. And you find that when looking for shiduchim, and that's the title here, so you need information. And it's legitimate to search for information. Now, in fact, there's a very fascinating thing that's not in the sheets here, because it's not available on the computer, but the Droshas Haran, a famous Ran, raises a kasha, Drosha number 5 in the Droshas Haran, on this parsha where Eliezer is sent to find the girl for Yitzchak, Dafka, from the family of Avram, and later on, and next week said Yitzchak tells Yaakov, go to Lavan, you know, find a girl from there. Under no circumstances are you going to marry somebody from the girls in this neighborhood. Okay? That's what they tell him, right? Eliezer has to swear, right? At the beginning of tomorrow's Chai Pai, this is said, you have to swear. So Ron asks, and where they're sending him are to great tzaddikim? Mm-hmm. It's the house of Besuel, the house of Laman. I mean, you know, it wasn't as if, you're sending him, oh, don't go over here, go to somewhere. What do you mean?
By them, so their mentality of religion is messed up. But they can be okay people.
Well, so it's similar to the Ran.
But by Kanim, they're not going anywhere.
Ah, the Ran is a different
group.
So the Ran, it's just
the Ran.
Maybe also, I forgot. It's the Ran. Also, maybe. But I know from the Drosh of the Ran. And he says that, you know, Lamaisa, and we can make the question stronger by saying, look, Avram had influence in Canaan, right? He had Aner, Eskol, Mamre, Hema, Balaim, Bali, Bris, Avram, and Avram, the Gairis, Han, Hashem, the Nefesh of Echon, right? So there are, so maybe someone will attack it better. So what he proposes, I should report what he proposes, and this is a machlokas, I'm told, among psychologists, the old question of the tabula rasa, you're born with a, you know, a clean slate, or you have certain tendencies that are inborn. So we know physically, and doctors will tell you, right, physically, so what color your eyes are, what color your hair is going to be, output, that's a genetic, that depends on the parent. What about emotional, psychological traits? Is that also hereditary? So there's all kinds of literature about it. Not my wife spoken to psychologists about it, and there's some who say that, you know, nature versus nurture issue, but it's agreed by many that certain things are inborn. Certain things are certainly inborn. So the Rana basically says that Avram and Yitzchak and actually said you believe that there were certain traits that in his family were inborn or ingrained, natural. You have to be in the right environment for them to come out. So they felt on Kolpon, if they can find somebody over there and then bring them into the right environment, then those tendencies will come out. Sort of like you were saying, that among the Canaan, they didn't have these tendencies. They have to work much harder to get it. Doesn't mean it's unaccomplishable, if that's the word, but it means it was much more difficult. So Avram felt that you'll find somebody from my family, I know that they have these tchunot, these tendencies, these inner innate abilities, now put in the right thing, they'll come out. If she'd stay there, Taku, who knows what would happen.
Yeah.
Because
there's nowhere to go
for
them, because they're just
going to
be
avoided. And because of that, because of
Nosh. There's no way of getting out of that creativity that they can use.
Avam Megeret Anashim. Yeah.
What does it mean exactly?
What happens to them? That's another question, right?
Well, no, so that's the point.
Right, it didn't last.
He did what he could do.
Right, but that was
the Arab, right?
The descendants are different. Okay. Anyway, that's fine. Excuse me. Now, to summarize all of this, so the Rambam, we're not summarizing, but to move on to the next basic point, The Rambam, you'll see where I'm going with all this background about Shidduchim.
Yeah.
Shnaim
Na'anu. The two that Na'anu have to do with Shidduchim.
Yeah, that's true. Okay, anyway, the Rambam tells in terms of family, the famous Rambam, Perek Yud Pes, Avichos Yisuri Bia, Halacha Yud Zayin, Kol Mishpachos Becheskos Kashos. All Jewish families, we've talked about this once before, all Jewish families are considered to be Becheskos Kashos. Umutor Elisa Mehen Lechatchila. Lechatchila Mutor to marry. Says the Rambam, Afa Pichem, Im Ra'isa Shtei Mishpachos Shem Izgaro Zol Bezol Tamid. You see, these families always fighting with each other. Or Ra'isa Mishpacha Shibalas Matzum Mitzum Riva Tamid. Another person, you know, there are people like that, right? They're always arguing in the shul, they're always fights with people, always bragging with somebody, right? Those kinds of people.
Or Ra'isa
Ish...
Huh?
Right, they were the exciting people. Or Ra'isa Ish Hu Mar Be Mariva Makol. The Az Ponim Biyot, it's a Baal HaChutzot, and a Baal, you know, Baal Machlokas. Choshishin Lahen, says the Rambam, be careful. These are signals that maybe there's something wrong here. Somebody's always knocking other people, always saying other people, oh, you know about that guy, he's a lowlife, he's this, he's that. Someone's always knocking down other people. Someone's always saying, hey, you heard about that family, right? He's always talking about the begnus of other people. Okay, all right, fine. I mean, it relates. But here he's saying, you know, he's saying to other people, Choshin lo, Shalom Zehu. That's right, that's called a posel, the mumo posel. You pass on other people, because you have that problem. Yimama lahem shem avodim, Choshin shem avod hu. Shakal a posel, mumo posel. B'chein, kol mi sheish ba'azos panem, o achzorius, mean-spirited people, right? The sonei asabriya seems to hate everybody. The eino gomel al chesed, Choshin lo b'yosis shem agivoniu. Shesimane Yisrael, o makdosha, Baishonim, Rachmonim, Gomer Chassal, the famous Gemara. There's a Jewish people sitting there. They're Baishonim, right? So a sense of shame. And Rachmonim, they're merciful people, Gomer Chassal. So these are the, you know, as the Rambam says. With all of this in mind, it seems therefore prudent for somebody who's looking for Shidduchim to inquire about these matters. And the Gemara says you have to be aware of these things, or look for this, or make sure it's not that. So the question is, when somebody is approached, if you're approached by somebody who's looking to make a shidduch, and they ask you, listen, what do you know about such and such a family, are you allowed to divulge this information, or what concerns do we have in regards to Lashon Hara on this matter? I mean, as a rabbi, I get questions frequently, and having taught the boys and so on, yeshivas, you know, what do you know about this family? You wonder, you know, you want to say. Now, the truth of the matter is, today, people have, in my opinion, ridiculous questions. I mean, they go on and on and on. I mean, there was one time, I said to my wife, if I hang up with someone who called about a certain boy that I know in the shidduch, I said I was this close to saying, if you need any more information, hire a private eye. Just sort of follow the guy around. I mean, it comes a point where some questions are just, and my general feeling, and this is my own opinion, and others may disagree, in most circumstances, my answer is, it's worth a date. It's worth a date. You know, go ask. Right, worth a date. Oh, you'll see, maybe they won't like each other right away. Maybe they won't. Worth a date. But anyway, the question is, what about issues with regards to Lashon Hara on this subject? Or, you know, I mean, it's something to be nizzer about. You're going to say, well, the family had this problem. I actually got a call today, this morning, I was in the car, okay, and I go into the Bessalowski, so someone called, and he wanted to speak to me, because he knew I knew the family, whatever. And there was some problem, whatever, with one of the children, so how would he do? You know, so it's important to know in general. That's what I want to speak to, the issue of Shidduchim and sharing information, revealing information, maybe would be a better term. The Chofetz Chaim and Hilchos Yisura in the Sefer Chofetz Chaim writes in Hilchos Yisura Lashon Hara, Klal Yud, we know that when there is a toeles, when there is a constructive purpose, it is mutter to relate information that otherwise be categorized as Lashon Hara. But
people who know that the Chofetz Chaim Shalom love to throw out, I need to tell you this, the
toilet. Well, yeah. Well, once you say that, here is the Chofetz Chaim's qualification of that rule. Let's hear it inside. It's in Hilchos Yisur HaShonar Klal Yud. It's not on the paper. He says, let's say you know that someone else could go and shagazlo, or shakris, or zikos, you know, some stole or something like that. And now you see that someone else wants to go into business with them. And they ask, what do you know about this, family? And you know that, or this guy, should I go into business? Not a shit of question. Should I go into business with this guy? And you know, the last time he stole his partner blood. Right? So what do you do about it? So then you are allowed to, okay? You're allowed to relate these matters. Says the Chavetz Chaim, Achizor Shoyasu Elu Hashiva Pratim Shinevarim Besamo. Seven qualifications to bear in mind when speaking with Toelos. Ve'elohein, one. Aleph Sheyire Zehadavar Ba'atzmo. You're aware yourself of whatever it is you're relating. Ve'loi Yidei Shmiya Ma'achirim. Right? It's not that, I don't really know the family, but I heard from somebody at a Kiddush who told me that their cousin lived next door to somebody who knew the guy. You know, that's no good. Right? You have to know the information yourself. First-hand information. Ve'loi Yidei Shmiya Ma'achirim. Unless you heard it and found out it was true. You have no first-hand information. Aleph. Beis. Shizor ma'od shalo yachlit teichem esenyin barah. So, when you hear it, you know, you got to think, is there maybe another way of looking at what happened? Maybe there's a piece missing. Maybe you can explain away. And those, even if the action or the situation was true, yeah, you know, so I saw the guy taking $1,000 out of the drawer. Maybe he owed him $1,000 from last week, right? Is there a way to figure out there was such a situation. Yisbonen heitev es etzem ha'inyan, says the Chavetz Chaim. Look into the case clearly. Make sure you have all the facts properly.
In the Gemara, when the Rav asked the Talmidim, what did you think when I...
He saw that a whole long list of things. Yeah. What do you think I did? It? Yes. Yeah.
So okay. These things you should leave just if you have something with Gnai? What if you were paying to say the Shara?
I think it is with nine. Otherwise, it would be Lashon Hara.
No.
You
ask, what if you...
I see. Would you have to know firsthand and all that, of all these rules? I would say probably it would not be required, cause even if it's... That's in question, I'm not sure. The third thing is, this is not really relevant to the Shidduch issue, but he said maybe you can speak to the person to have them straighten things out before you relate the information, right? If it was the guy stole something, maybe you can convince him. But Dalit, Shalo Yagdil Ha'avlo Yosef Nashi, don't exaggerate the situation. Just the facts, man. You know what I'm saying? Don't exaggerate and say, oh, well, you can't believe what that guy
did. No editorial notes,
exactly. Hey, Sheyachavin L'Toelos. You have in mind that it's just for the sake of the Toelos here, okay? Vav, imu yochol l'saves et rozos gufa be'etz acheres v'itztarech l'saves in yinu l'saralam az b'chol gav ne'osu l'saker. Maybe you can accomplish something without relating this information. In this particular case, let's say the shidduch could say something else. That, you know what, it's not for you or something like that without relating the whole story. You don't necessarily have to tell everything that you know. You might be able to accomplish the same thing without relating. If you can, that's what I'm saying. If you can. And Zion, you should not present it in such a way that greater damage comes to this person. Let's say now no one ever want to go out with her again or with him, right? You're just interested in this case, you tell the story in such a way now that the person's gonna have to run out of town. So you have to look. Those are the seven rules of the Chavetz Chaim, even when it's Toela. So those are just things, you know, for you should keep in mind. But clearly, again, what types of things should you tell? So the truth is, again, if you look at the Shulchan, yeah.
How extensive do you have to
go? So that, I think, the Chavetz Chaim, enough to accomplish what you needed to do.
Let's say everything about him was good, but he's got a sixth toe on his right foot. I mean,
Good. So that's what I see. What exactly, where exactly, that's exactly what I see. So take a look in the back of the source sheet, number 20, yeah. Shulchan Aruch Eben Ezer Simon Beis in Zion. It says, Lo Yisa Adam, Yisha Lo Mishpachas Mitzoroim, Lo Mishpachas Nechefin. Okay, if they have certain, the family, their leper, the other diseases, they tell you, again, there's an issue today with genetic diseases and so on, okay, among other things like that. You have to be careful about it. Like, today is different because some things are treatable and some things are, like, but those are things to bear in mind. Now, it seems to me that if it says in the Gemara, Lo Yisa Adam Isha, under those circumstances, or for example, success, Lo Yisa Boch is a Kena, Lo Zakena is Zakin Yalda, right? A guy who's a young man shouldn't marry a girl who's 82, or a girl who's 18 shouldn't marry a guy who's 82, right? This leads to other problems, and so whatever else, in terms of sexual satisfaction. So the Shulchan Aruch says, if there's lashon the Shulchan Aruch is lo yisa adam isha, you're not supposed to marry, then clearly it would seem to me that you're allowed to divulge that information. In other words, if they don't know it themselves, right? If they're not aware of it, that information can be divulged because you're not supposed to marry such a person. Okay? Now, of course, as we'll see, there are certain things which are up to the eye of the beholder, right? The son may not mind, and your question may not mind the sixth toe on the, on a foot. So, okay, right foot, whatever. Okay, we'll get to that in a second. The Shulchan Aruch in Source 21 speaks about Mumin. Eben Hezes Simen Lamed Tes Siv Gimel. Hamekadis Yishol Menashe Ein Ba Mumin Nitzu Becha Min Amum Apostim Enosh Ein Mekudeshes Nimtu Mum Acher. So even if he says his makbut about it, Arayz Mekudeshes. Mahin Amumin Apostim Enosh Ein Siv Dalin. Call him Apostim Kohanim. Things in the Torah, certain types of physical deformities the Torah specifies in Parshas Emor, apostles are coming from working in a base. I mean, same thing with the woman. It mentions other things. I mentioned here physical things. Also mentioned Reach Rav, Zeav, Reach HaPeh, the bad odor and other things like that that are offensive to people. On the other hand, certain things which are not always seen are not a problem. Okay? And it depends whether it's visible, whether it's not visible. Again, these are things which many people would be makbid on. Or, you know, the dover, you know, it stands out. Similarly, Ebenezer Simon Nun, Sif Hei, the next source. Ruvain, Shidach, Bita, Lashiman, the king, and Ashur, find the maid of Shidach. Machakach, Ira, Shehe, Mira, Achos, Hamashudachas. The sister became a Shmad, you know, the sister ran away from Judaism, converted out of Judaism. Now the guy's nervous, who knows what, you know, what's going to hear, what happens, or who had been in Mishtates, Hamashudachas, right? She went crazy. So you can back out. So again, of all these cases you can back out, these would see, they're saying, in Kilkal HaMeshudach Masov, the boy, somebody stopped being from whatever. I heard this case not that long ago, where a guy was a very good guy in Yeshiva, and just somehow in the middle, he just kind of just gave it up, you know, and it was going out for a little while, and he stopped, and he just like, that was it, he just gave it up. It does happen to those people, that's what's happening here. Chol HaMeshudach HaSachzabo. Okay, then she can go back on it. All right, certainly before Eber said, I printed a long tshuva, I don't read inside, but the Chavasar is a tshuva in Simon Reish Chof. Listen to this story. Sheila al dvar plonish nishtadich in bazuga lemerachok, v'noda lo she'ein chos no bal yicholos, kamo shechoshav. Turns out that, the guy's not as capable as we were led to believe. You know, it turns out he's not the best guy in yeshiva. Oh, what a surprise. No, I don't know if there is such a thing, you know. That's all I can talk about, you know.
No, Baruch.
It's a supporting, right, I'm sorry, that was the
father-in-law.
Father-in-law, right, I was going to support them, can't support them, yeah, I'm sorry. That's a bigger problem, right. The fact that the guy's not the best guy, actually, that's not possible. Every guy's not. That's why I usually tell people when they shoot up, I said, this guy is definitely one of the top 4 or 5,000 in the mirror. No question.
You know, the problem with with his son-in-law is the old story with the Bet HaLevi.
Yeah.
You know the story?
No.
Bet HaLevi got married to an Amaretz who was wealthy.
Yeah.
And he was living there. Rosh Hashanah, they go to shul.
Yeah.
And he usually comes early and he sit open the Gemara and start learning. And then the parallel start coming over to him for, I think, Rosh Hashanah Shabbos, some of them, and ask him, what your thought you say today?
Yeah.
So he said to them, I don't say your thought.
Right.
So in no time, like electricity, the whole shul was
angry.
They cheated him. What kind of... They told him to get the best bahu, the biggest
bahu. Right, doesn't say your truth.
He came home after that, he didn't say one word, and told his wife, they already, they had a daughter. He is out of it. And he cried, and his wife cried, and said, I don't want to know from anything. And he left in the middle of Rosh Hashanah, never saw his daughter again, and we do not know what happened.
Without that family, wow, okay. I don't remember that. So it must be in the special
Unbelievable.
Good. Anyway, so yeah, that question. But here's what they did. Instead of telling like it was or dealing with the problem as it was, the Chavis said, "Some alilos dvarim aydei atas rishon sheshoma shakala balos mum sheyesh achotem aruchos semidai." They said the kala says the nose is too big.
But that's what they
measure. Anyway. In the course of this tshuva, one of the things he discusses is something that the average person would be concerned about, not be concerned. He discusses various different types of, if the eyes are not in the right place, or if he doesn't open it, or lazy eye, whatever, can't open her eyes.
When is the Chabot Yari?
Early Vishal, early Achron, early very early. Okay.
We don't read anymore. You don't have problem with that anymore.
No, those problems. Yeah, well, first thing you have a nose job, it's not a problem. But anyway, so you see that again. These are old problems in terms of contemporary poskim. I should just mention. I'm sorry. I brought with me interestingly the discipler in Achilles Yaakov has in the Achilles Yaakov and Yevamos has two interesting essays on it. The last one printed in this edition Yevamos Memtes talks about this problem. You know, he says Baruch Hashem, we have, and it's a problem. It's called Binyan Shiduchim Sim Memtes. Hine Tehilo Hashem Yisbarach Befrat Elahalan Ach Shadora. In one way, our door has gotten better. Hainu Shin Tzvan Kama Bali Tshuva. Because they're more and more Bali Tshuva. And there it is, the fact is aware of this. But the problem is, you know, they come from families. Shehoreyam Hei Mechal HaShabbos Farashya. Parents are not Mamash, you know, Mechal HaShabbos. Einam Shom Mechal Tars HaShpacha. Okay, B'na Mota Derech Yeshiva. Somehow the guy ended up in Yeshiva. When it's Chanech Al Tars HaKodesh, V'na Asa Tamar Chochom Hazan. He became a firm fellow, right? Rabbi Shuster grabbed him much. I heard he's not well. Somebody telling her, Mayor Shuster, the guy's getting by the coast, like chops all these non-from guys and gets his yeshiva.
Off the wall.
Huh?
Off the wall.
Yeah, off the wall. But I heard he's not one of them. He's a foolish thing. Anyway, and same thing, the Chain Rabos Bonos. A lot of girls also, the same thing. You know, from Mehor and Porke, all. Asukha, left the Beis Yaakov, and Asu Balachil, and Shomer Domina. And so, there's a lot of these Balachuva. And now the question is, what should you do? Because on the one hand, these, you know, they want to marry into from homes and so on. On the other hand, you know, what about tendencies in the children, you know, and there are people who don't want to marry Bala Tshuva so fast. And that's really what he talks about. And he says that...
you really have to do some research.
That's a different problem altogether. I don't know to that now, but yes, Kahana is a different problem altogether. Okay? So, you know, there's a pagam in the Mishpacha. We talked about the importance of Mishpacha. So that's what Stipe was talking about here. Anyway, that was not the essay that I wanted to point to, just to mention as an aside. So basically he says that today, you know, it's not, you know... He says, Shakol's man shalom atzina rai mefurshav kilku nim shaladoris ein lachush klal shem alchadoris. Unless we see that certain things extend the generations, so we don't have to worry about it. But anyway, he mentions that. But I was looking more, what I really opened this up for, was in Simon Memdal, a fascinating case, where somebody, echad shemach was holy, not lu men arof mes habbeitz, our smallest, a person had an operation where it was, Eivar LA that were affected and so on, and, but he was mutter, so he didn't qualify as a tzedakah or kushokah. He was allowed to marry. But the thing is, you know, does he have to relate this information and so on? Is it a mekach kolos? The girl finds out about it afterwards and so on. So these are issues which are really significant issues. He thinks that it's not a mekach kolos in this case. And some want to say, therefore, you don't have to reveal that. I'm not so sure that that's true. Not what he said, I'm not challenging that. What people extrapolate from here, because he says that it's not a mekach tos, therefore you don't have to reveal in advance. I'm not positive that's so. But it's just an interesting the way some people learn it. Rav Moshe Feinstein has a number of relevant shulchans that I printed here just to, for you to see, just to see these types of issues. Okay? Shalzer's Igros Moshe, Chelek Archaim, Chelek Dalad, and Kuf Yud Ches, a girl who became a balas shulchan with this exact type of case, and but she had not a Cohen situation. But she had slept, you know, in college or whatever, slept around a little bit, and does she have to tell that she's not a virgin? We'll find out. But does she have to tell, you know, the whole story? Or does she have to tell even right now that she's not a virgin? Oh, so this is what I want to, exactly want to bring out. Uvidvar in tzuchat lahagid labocha sheyir tzalisa osachu isha, vada at tzuchu legalasi. You do have to tell him. Avol, and here's the one I wanted to bring out, the emotional fine scene. Ein chot tzarech latzuchu lahagid lo v'ri'yav akar de pam rishona. You don't have to have that. I'm saying people call, they want to have a whole checklist of information before they go out on a date. That makes any sense. And Moshe writes, you don't have to reveal this the very first time they meet the person. Right? Shadayin lo yadurim yir tibachal ha-shidduch. Who knows if the shidduch is even going to go anywhere. Right? Umemela, Osar is lahagid lo. Osar to tell him. What does he have to know? He doesn't have to know before they go out, all the background information. Rak ha-charei she-teiti she-rot ze-liso soch be-dirur, if you know for sure that it got out of Sipan. And, you know, if he says, she-kvar o-malacha ve-diberet be-dvar nesu'an, they started talking about, you know, marriage plans and so on, it's clear this is going to happen, then tzvichat lo merak, then you have to say it. You know, somewhere when it's beginning to get serious, it doesn't have to be, they're engaged, obviously that's, you know, not fair either in the sense that it's heartbreaking, but if it sees it, it's moving, so at some point you have to relate, but that's the point of what I'm trying to bring out from this emotion, is you don't have to give all the information before they ever go out. Yeah.
Do we have the concept that Testament Talmud themselves have to
have
the compatibility? When you have shidduchim, when people just make an arranged marriage, right? So they do see each other, they meet each other maybe once.
Right.
But would you say that the modern poskim would say that that's really...
I don't know. I mean, that's not a chassidish community. Even the chassidish community, either one or the other can reject it, even if the parents agree to it. I didn't know that. I was once at a Sherbach about it in Satma once, not that long ago, and I was talking to a guy, and I asked him, you know, I fell at the table. And he says, not the case that, you know, the parents would not say the kids have no say in it. But I don't know. I mean, I don't know. I think they would certainly recommend that you have some knowledge, you know, a little more than perhaps. On the other hand, the answer is over there, and this is what my wife has told me, because she has a lot of leadership patients that she deals with. They're really, the children place their trust in the parents in a different way than we're accustomed to. I'm not saying better or worse, but it is. They trust the parents. So the parents say it's okay, then they'll make it okay. You know what I mean? We don't, I'm not saying better, in some ways I guess it is better, but you know, our relation with our children is not the same. It's, in this regard, it's different. Mm-hmm. And that's what I wanted to bring out from that Shuvah emotion, that you don't have to have everything. Therefore, it seemed to me that revealing information, you know, certain private information that's not, you know, I'll read the Ligluya right away. You don't have to say right off the bat. You have to say, if they knew this case that I was called this morning when I was in the Salafi. So here, you know, they already knew about the problem. They just want to confirm that it was true, a certain issue. That's different. They knew about it already. But I would not, in this particular case, would have asked me at the family, I wouldn't have said anything right off the bat in this particular case. Let them go out. That is it. Then you have to mention it, or they should mention it themselves. That's from that tshuva. Okay? Here's another interesting tshuva. Again, it's Igros Moshe, Chelik Eben Ezer, Chelik Gimel, Simon Chof Zion. A situation also where the woman has some kind of a problem in terms of conceiving, that she doesn't have a normal menstrual cycle and so on, but she can be pregnant, but she can't have lots of children, whatever it may be. So he also says that it's not necessary to tell them. Okay? The case was Sharuya Be'etzem Lebanim. She can have children. And Harbe Anashim Ain Makpina Kochashim Harbe Banim. Some people don't want to have 12 children. They're happy. They have 2, 3, 4 children, whatever it is. The Yotzim, it's a Puravu. The Gam Ain Makpina Kochashim is Aber Techef. And they're all willing to wait for a couple of years. That was the condition that she had, whatever it is. So therefore, on the top of the next page, he writes, next verse, he says, Kalen Shinakta Nasafik Aini Roa Shiachim Magalazir. Okay? Now, and then they should decide in advance that if they talk, end up they can't have children, they should agree they should talk and get divorced. I mean, it's a tragic situation, but you don't have to mivar that all the way initially. The next thing, Igros Moshe Chelik Ebenezer Chelik Dalet Siman Lamed Bey is an interesting question. Strictly speaking, once a woman's been married, she's supposed to continue to cover her hair even if she gets divorced. But this girl's going to walk around in a tichel and a shape all the time and she's not married, so what guy's going to want to go out with her? Some guys don't want to go out with a divorced woman, or at least initially. So she wanted to, oh, listen, I'll take off my shape on my tail and go like that. Now, I'll tell them afterwards I've been divorced before. It's not trying to hide anything, but she feels that she can't even get the date. That's the situation, right? He should see her, Grusha, the young girl, or Grusha. She's not trying to be deceptive in any way. The Gami Yeshua Rav Shari, you don't mean that call my kibel. I mean, everyone knows that she was divorced. They'll investigate with anybody, the rabbi, whatever, they'll tell her she's in divorce. Okay? But, and if you ask her, she'll say she's divorced. Okay? But the problem is, if she's wearing a shapel, so people, they want to get it fixed out, they want to know, they want to hear about it. So anyway, he is not there that she can take off the shapel. You know, she has to tell him, you know, in order to be able to get the dates. I think from this also, again, certain information need not be presented immediately. Okay? The call is that something which would obviously and clearly deter the person, you know, then it's good die for them to know right off the bat, why waste anybody's time. Okay? But something which is a suffix, it depends on the person. So then you can see, let's see if this is, especially if it's more embarrassing, then let's see if this is a compatible shidduch to begin with. The same thing that Moshe talks about here, Ebenezer Chelek Dalet Siman Ayin Gimel. B'bochor ben Chafei Sheyesh on Machl B'Shem Tasmunus Marfa, Marfan Syndrome. Right, that you have big limbs, what? Yeah. A heart problem also affects the limbs. Isn't it Abraham Lincoln or something?
Yes.
Right? So, and the Yachusa Saleh, right? There's a weak heart, and Leinayim, Ragidim, and he's not going to be able to have as many children and so on, or have children. So these are, again, all these issues are dealt with the post himself. Also, the idea is that, well, look at the Tzitzel Yezer, that's the last tshuva that I printed. It's Chelek Tzayin Simen Dalet O Zayin, at the whole long tshuva. He says, La'or kala'ama maskana loch ladai tehi, ki korum l'chuyub l'galas l'bocha me'amum ha'gorol hazeh. If it's a mum gorla, not only physical, but whatever it is, something which is dramatic enough that you know the person is asking would not want to even get involved at all, then you have to reveal it. Should reveal it even if you weren't asked. Okay, you should prevent it altogether. And of course, he said the same thing with the girl and the guy the other way. Okay, but he says, it's a piece of advice, says the Tzitzel. Before you tell this guy, the boy or whatever, whichever way it's going, he's no different, whichever one you're talking to, speak to the other one and tell, look, I'm the chuyuv to reveal this, okay? Because that way maybe she or he will speak to the person himself and reveal it in such a way that it'll come out better hearing from someone else. So, you know, do it in a sensitive fashion. I just want to end, again, I realize nothing I'm saying is not halacha l'maisa, it's something anyone should act. But l'maisa, we saw that these things are concerns in halacha, and therefore it's not lashon hara, if done the way the Chofetz Chaim stipulates. And you are allowed to reveal certain information. It's not lashon hara, but not more than you need to. And certain things can remain private, one would think, until a little bit later on in the relationship, because it's not okay, maybe the relationship won't work anyway. Chofetz Chaim, in the end of this, we'll finish up, in the end of Hilchos Isur Rechilas, after Klal Pes, has certain tsiurim, case scenarios, I guess, a case of scenarios, right? One of the things he says in Tzir Shlishi, Imroa Sha'ach Echad wrote Lehishtadech Echad, Yadua Lahara Zek Yachkosin Yeshlo Chesonus Atzumim. He has significant issues and so on, whatever that means. I mean, he discusses that a little bit later. We mentioned some of them. But in any event, the ilu haya yodea lo haya misatel is a yesh legaloslo. Okay? Yesh legaloslo. But he says, of yeda hamayim ki yesh bezeh adin harbe protim. Okay, many, many details. And gam, all advice in the Chofetz Chaim. Gam lo yomad kula la'atzo mi'inyin le'inyin. You know, just because it was okay in this case, maybe a different situation in another case. Only in the dominal flamilson here. Okay? And, you know, many people get tripped up and so on. So the Chofetz Chaim goes through some of these, again, you don't want to be deceptive, but you have to make sure that you know all the facts again, and it's not a problem for Chilas. He goes through again a number of pages worth of information. Bottom line is that certain things you have to relate. Okay, you don't want things to go too far, and he says this is basically the end of the Sefer Chofetz Chaim. He ends with this. A person should pay attention, okay? B'dayt ha'otzar od, I would like to give other examples, there are many, many other examples that you can give, but a person should be careful, l'chaven ha'toelas, below mitzad sin, and not have any hate for anybody, l'liros ha'nolad midiburo, make sure you understand the ramifications of your words, so not be more than you have to, and so on. Tzur yisoy ha'tzelen ha'mishgiyos, began with Tarzan, also Kosh Baruch Hu should save some mistakes. It's a very sensitive area. Feelings are hurt, people get hurt, you have to take it seriously. On the other hand, obviously, when it comes to Shidduchim, there is certain information which one can and should share in the appropriate fashion. Okay.